This is Dr. Joelle Martin, author, coach, international transformational trainer, and president of Triad West Incorporated. I am also a poet. When I was about 8 years old, my class got a homework assignment to write a poem, and I was incredibly excited to do this. My mother had told me that if I were willing to work hard on anything, I would be successful. So when I got this assignment, I said, oh, great, my first opportunity to write a poem. So I took it into my class, and I stood in front of my classmates, and I read my poem. I was pretty much assured that I was going to get praise from it, because that's what I'd been used to whenever I had done anything really, really great. However, the big surprise for me was, from the back of the room came the voice of my teacher in very, very, very angry, angry tones. And she said to me, in front of my classmates, "Who wrote this? I know you didn't." Well, I tell you, I was mortified. Likely something like that has happened to you as well. And the reaction that I had to that event in my life was that I just stopped writing. I became an artist, and I really, really didn't have a breakthrough on that until I took my own transformational training program, until I was a student and a participant before I became a trainer. What occurred for me is what I now coach people about, and I train large groups of people around the world on this. What had happened to me as a result of that incident is that I gave up my personal power to my teacher. And what I have learned since those days long, long, long ago, through all of my travels, through all of my work, working with hundreds of thousands of people in transformation and changing their lives and businesses for the better, what I've learned is that inherent in every human being, without a doubt, especially you, my dear listener, is the capacity to be positively powerful, to live those dreams, to live a life full of purpose and intention, and to have the happiness and joy that every human being deserves. I've learned this. I have evidence for it. I've seen it in action. I've witnessed and created and been a catalyst for people to accomplish their own dreams and goals and to, quite truthfully, create miracles. To connect you to my breakthrough so that you will connect to yours, I'm going to share with you a few poems that I've written, and they appear in my book, Getting From There From Here. Enjoy. This first one is called Wake Up, Wonderful One. Know this, there is nothing that I am going to tell you that you haven't already heard, nothing that I will say that you don't already know. You are brilliant, powerful, purposeful already. Only sometimes you get amnesia about that, don't you? So here I am, as your triple caffeinated latte mocha chocolata wake-up call, your fairy godmother, your genie in the lamp, except that I am your Joelle, who believes that you are greatness personified. If I promised you that I would grant you 3 wishes guaranteed to come true, what would you wish for? To be a multi-gazillionaire, the spouse of your heart's desire, to run and jump like a kid again? Sorry, there is no knight in shining armor, no magic potion, no easy way, no magic wand. But that is not news to you, is it? You will hear nothing from me that you haven't heard before, or anything you don't already know. What I want to give you is a shot of adrenaline, a pep up, a vitamin pill for you going for your dream. But you knew that about me already, didn't you? You just forgot. Whatever the challenge that you think is in front of you, that is between you and accomplishing the goals you've set for yourself, for your business, for your life, for your family, whatever those challenges are, know that they are possible only in your imagination. They are not real. You have made them up. They are a story you tell yourself. And if it's a story that you made up, that you are telling yourself, so much so that they now seem like an insurmountable challenge, it's a story that you can tell in another way so that you come out as the winner that you truly are, your own positively powerful self. You are positively powerful already. This poem was inspired by my mother, who, as I told you, was one of 8 children. And we used to have some incredible family reunions. And even though we didn't have a lot of money in those days, we got together and there was gospel singing and card playing and a lot of joy. And really, really strong, strong family values. And it taught me a lot about hard work and the dignity that we as African American and Black people have. It also taught me a lot about how to do without some things and how to appreciate the great gifts and the blessings that I have, that my family have, that we as a people have, and how much we have to be proud of. And even in spite of all that, how we sometimes forget where we as a people come from. We forget whose shoulders we stand on. So this poem is called, How Dare We? How dare we? Your great, great, great grands came from across the water, north from south, from the Caribbean to the States. Now you can go back as your own. They brought true hearts and broad backs and wise grins, proud stances, booming voices, gospel gods and the gospels. Not all good times, I'm sure, but some and most I like to think were. So how dare we say we can't? Cardboard in their shoes so that they could go out to feed us. Neck bones and leftovers and collard greens and cauliflowers. Hallelujah. Hand-me-down styles with dignity. Panache. Swing and sway and note the swagger of those caps. Real fake pearls and ruby red lipstick. Hats with gloves, dancing the jitterbug. Prayers on knees that washed floors, then stood proud to take us to college, to art school, to someplace. They saw us becoming. So how dare we say we can't? Who I am, who we are, is the product of our ancestors. We are their dreams walking. So we can and we must live our dreams. We are their dreams walking. So, my positively powerful friends, let us remember that our success begins with our actions now. ACTION now. Let us accelerate our commitment. Let us use our talents, not abuse our talents. Let's live a life of integrity, walking our talk and doing what we say matters most to us. And let us operate in ownership, not only in ownership of our health, our wealth, our attitudes, but our businesses. And let us do nation building together. That's very important for our youth, for our community, and for our world. This is Dr. Joelle Martin, speaker, trainer, coach, and author, here to serve and to be blessed and bless others, transforming lives and businesses for the better. Remember, you are and always have been positively powerful.